Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, Doug, it's Thursday, December 7th, 2023, and we were just hanging out with today's guest.
Oh, so I've narrowed it down to a couple people.
Yeah, we were in San Antonio, Texas, had a great time doing Doug Loves Movies at LOL Comedy Club in aforementioned SA. I like to call it SA.
Yeah, it sounds cool.
Yeah. Do you ever say, you don't call it that, do you?
I definitely do not. that's what people say, ATX for Austin, but I don't think anybody actually says that.
Right. Well, like for Portland, some say PDX, but then that's the code for the airport. So I just think you're talking about the airport. You brought your dog to the show. That was nice.
She was a hit. That was the first time where I had somebody say, "I saw your dog at UCB." Somebody had followed Penny on Instagram, and they're like, "I was at that show she was on stage at." That's never happened. That was crazy.
Yeah, you did Doug Loves Movies one time in LA, your dog went out there and really soaked in the dog. The audience love. Yeah. So our guest is, I buried the lead. Our guest is Chad Daniels. And he's texting me now saying, "I haven't gotten the link." So I guess maybe he has a funky email or something. So while the theme song plays, we're going to work this shit out. Let's go to work. Hello, Chad Daniels.
Well, hello.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing so great. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. You know good. Doug.
I sure do. He beat me not too long ago in this event.
Oh, well, you know, that was, of course, on Doug Loves Movies. We did an episode in SA. Is that what you call it, Chad?
I do, but you have to be careful when you say SA down there. So I call it San Antonio sometimes. San Ann, I'll even call it. I'll abbreviate it.
Oh, San Ann. That seems very presumptuous.
Yeah.
San Ann. Well, the world is changing. It's San Ann. It is a changing world, but I will never forget the Alamo. Have you been?
I have, and I was so surprised. I mean, even after watching Pee-wee's Big Adventure, I still was surprised at just this minimalist little cabin.
The lack of a basement?
Yeah, right, yes.
it's weird. And it's also just weirdly near, like, dude, they've really not set off a big perimeter. Like, there's stuff really close to it. Like, it's not, like, that isolated, really.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Like, and there's there's a hotel or something right there you just walk out of, and then you're like standing in front of the Alamo.
Yeah, there's a bar right across the street. I don't know if you guys have been in that, but it's kind of almost connected, but it's from that, maybe that time period, maybe a little after, but man, it reminds you, I'm a short dude, but like people were just so miniature back then. You walk in and like there's like a, you can have drinks on a little balcony overlooking the bar, but like I have to duck to get up there. Like I have to duck down when I'm standing up. Like you can't, it's meant for standing room, but it's so tiny. It's so crazy. Those wars must have been adorable. That battle.
They were. That's why the generals, they picked them up by the back of their shirts and moved them like chess pieces.
What about the river walk? Did you experience that as well?
I have, yeah. It startled me because I went down the river walk and then I heard some woman screaming and cursing. And so I thought something kind of bad was going on, but it was somebody ordering food on the patio of Dick's Last Resort or whatever, that restaurant where they're supposed to be mean to you. Oh, cool. It really startled me because I thought there was a fight going on and it was just someone taking an order.
That's a real thing?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah, I can't. I can't get out of there fast enough. A restaurant where the bad service and being rude is like, you know, the point of it. Like,
right, exactly.
I can't just sit there and put up with it, you know, because just like there's no winning really. Because if you know, if you make jokes back, it just creates a real awkwardness. Because you know, most customers probably just sit there and take it.
I don't think so. I think it's a weird like food S&M situation.
It's yeah. Like speaking to Andy Kindler, like he used to have a joke about how they have, you know, this is years ago, but it still creeps into the conversation every once in a while. Like somebody is trying to open up a haunted restaurant. And, you know, like that's the theme of the restaurant is that it's haunted. And, you know, and Andy's just like, that's the last thing I need is to be scared while eating. It is such a crazy idea. But, you know, we do it when we see horror movies all the time. We sit there, you know, munching on popcorn while we're also waiting for a jump scare. So there's probably a lot of people that choke to death at movie theaters, especially if they have a full meal service. So we're in SA, and yes, SA sounds like you're saying it's an ethnic reference of some kind, well, a very right. specific kind. There's a guy in the band 311 who his name is he goes by S.A. Martinez is his is his name, and it's pretty, you know, it's pretty cool getting to call him S.A. but do you know what his real name is, Chad?
It's Steven Angelino.
I just meant the first name, but I appreciate the overguessing. And I don't even know about the Angelino part, but his real first name is Doug. Isn't that wild?
I mean,
when I found out his name was Doug, I was like, okay, this really settles my point that proves my point that no two Dougs are alike.
That's incredible.
Because he's really not at all what you'd expect from a Doug. But how do you feel about dogs? I want to ask you first, Chad Daniels. Do you like dogs?
I do. I'm actually petting a dog right now who is so here's what I was able to do. I was able to go get myself a golden doodle that had been left behind. Everybody wanted these new, you know, these new puppies.
Right.
And so
people think you have like a store-bought dog.
Right. So then you know.
A lot of dirty looks when you're walking it?
Not really, because I kind of live in an area where I think some of the kids here are probably genetically altered a little bit for sports, but.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it's a very hockey neighborhood that I live in. But so golden doodles are normally, right, when you read about them, people go, oh, well, they can be service animals and they can be, you know, helpful in a hospital situation. They can go into a hospital and calm the patients down. Well, this dog, anytime you stop petting it, it sits up and looks around like all hell is about to break loose. And I don't have anxiety, but this dog is fairly anxiety inducing.
Oh.
But I will tell you, I love the guy to death. He is named Po after the panda in Kung Fu Panda.
Nice.
And he is legit same demeanor as the character. It's incredible.
This is like the opposite of a therapy dog.
Oh yeah. This really gets you jazzed up where you're like, is there someone outside my window? Why does he keep getting up and looking out there?
Did,
But yeah,
so was the dog
I
the
adore
dog
him.
was the dog named before you knew about this personality trait?
Yes, we named him before, and my daughter and I, we decided to write down three names each that we wanted to name the dog, and we both wrote Poe down three times. So we had six votes for Poe
What?
unknowingly. Yeah, Kung Fu Panda, man, I gotta tell you, I think it is such an incredible movie. It has so many great lessons. I mean, right? I mean, you got a lot of Confucius stuff in there, and so. It's a kid's movie, of course, but it's also there's a scene with a peach tree that, I give it 80% credit for getting me through my divorce. It really is incredible. It's about letting go of control and everything. So my kids and I love that movie, and we named the dog Poe. And then I'd like to tell you this, if I may quickly. I was walking Poe, and then this woman came up. There were a bunch of campers around because I was walking by a campsite. And this woman came over and goes, "Oh my God, your dog's so beautiful. I just want to pet him. Thank you." And then she goes, "Stevie, Stevie, come here." And then this man came over to pet the dog. And then he said, "What's your dog's name?" And I said, "It's Poe." And he goes, "Oh, that rhymes with no. That's a pretty stupid name for a dog." And I just go, "Is it Stevie?" You grown ass man, is Poe a dumb name for a dog?
I was letting you tell the story, obviously, but when you said Stevie and you're talking about an adult man, I cringed. I was, ugh,
Yeah, it is weird.
yeah,
I could hear it.
that
I
is
heard
weird.
Doug cringe, Jenny, when that happened.
Here's a random question about, never thought about this, but you're talking about your dog. Living up north with harsh winters, I mean, like if it's -7 out, are the dogs okay? Like, what do you just rush them out and in to pee and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, they normally rush themselves out and in, but
Yeah.
I definitely, when it's below zero, I put little like shoot little boots on them
Okay, wow.
because
Crazy.
otherwise it can start to freeze their pads if they're out there for too long, or if it,
Oh
it
God,
can
yeah.
it, the ice crystals, if it, if it
Yeah.
melts and then refreezes, it can cut their pads. So I have
Whew.
his boots on quite a bit in the winter.
Yeah. That's wild.
That
Yeah,
is
we have the
really cool.
opposite here. Our dog in the
Right, the
summer
ground
here.
gets too hot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
I mean,
mean, you probably
dogs
have to wear
just,
boots for that. Yeah,
with
for sure.
dogs have been so domesticated over the years that I don't think they can handle extremes of any kind on their feet. I think they should all get shoes. I think
Yeah, I think so too.
all dogs deserve shoes, or at least booties, or some, something's got to be going on down there. 'Cause I think it's so easy to take it for granted. There's just something about dogs, especially like ones that just have resting happy face, that like they could be dying from the heat or the cold and
Yeah,
look
right.
adorable doing it,
Yeah, but I think
Right. And
shoes
then,
are bad because they sweat through their paws.
oh.
So I think you need the ventilation. So it's
So you
you
got to get
can
them
get
like
into a
little
lose-lose
flip
territory. It's
flops,
weird.
maybe
Yeah, I
flip
guess
flops.
so. Yeah.
Yeah, flip flop. That's
That's
great. In case your dog steps on a pop top.
Spuds McKenzie shoes.
he
And
does.
then you.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of shoes he wears. He's rich. He should have shoes if he's got the money for it. Okay, so here's a fun thing. Doug defeated Chad in the recent Doug Loves Movies spoiler, but if you haven't heard it yet, but that's a reason to listen right there. Doug Mellard winning Doug Loves Movies is pretty exciting.
More exciting.
Yeah,
he has a lot of knowledge of J-Lo movies.
Well, now I'm going to ask Doug a question that he's going to not, I'm predicting he's not going to be able to answer. And then I'm going to ask you the same question, Chad, and you are going to know the answer. This is how I predict this is going to turn out. It's got to be 3 for 3, Doug. Give me the full titles of the 3 Kung Fu Panda films.
I am out. I don't know. I don't know if I'm super going to watch this.
Just take a guess.
That's the first one.
What's that?
Kung Fu Panda. That's the first one.
Okay.
And Kung Fu Panda 2. Kung Fu Harder. And then, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I've ever seen the first one all the way through. I don't. Kung Fu Panda 3, Kung Fu with a Vengeance, obviously.
Yeah, obviously they would do that. Go ahead and tell them what they are, Chad.
I got to tell you, I didn't know there was more stuff to them.
There isn't.
Oh, whoa.
That's the whole bit. They're just Kung Fu Panda, Kung Fu Panda 2, and Kung Fu Panda 3.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But after you said it, I was like, oh, God, I've failed at this before.
Yeah, I think Pixar does it with, like, the Toy Stories and the Cars generally just have a number. But, like, for sequels to just have a number has become such a rarity.
I guess for kids, you want to keep it short.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but I think
Kung Fu Panda 4 is coming out in March.
Oh, ooh. My God. What are you doing to contain yourself?
Well, we're going to be in Mexico for my son's wedding, and I think we're all going to try to go.
Oh, wow. No way.
Interesting.
Yeah.
How much Spanish do you know?
I know essay, and other than that, not a ton, but I would... So we're going to be staying at a resort that has, I don't know. It was explained to me there are 3 different tiers where you need bracelets. And I suggested that in the wedding gift bag that you give everybody when they show up, that you give them a bracelet kit that you can color the bracelet specific to what you want to do. But I would like to, there's a movie theater there and I would like to go see it. And I would assume, since this resort's going to be filled with gringos, that it would be in English, but I don't know. We'll have to see.
And you already know what movie's going to be playing there?
Well, I don't. I'm hoping, because it actually comes out.
Yeah.
It comes out the Friday we get there, and then we leave the next Sunday. So I'll have a little bit of time to see if it gets there. But
yeah, but you just don't know. Like, have you looked at the cinema and see if it shows current movies or if they just showed nonsense?
It took me a couple weeks to figure out how to rent my room, so I'm not going to go looking for movies in March. I think that would be a bad idea.
When we went to Thailand for our honeymoon, and the movie, I think it's called Skyscraper with Dwayne The Rock Johnson was out, and there were like billboards and things for it everywhere. And people would ask us, like, we'd run into other tourists all the time. And when they'd ask us, like, you know, what are you guys doing in Thailand? Instead of saying honeymoon, it felt like a kind of, not lame answer, but generic. We just said, I kept telling people, and I wouldn't let up, we were in, every time The Rock has a new movie out, we go to a different country to watch it opening weekend. And I would never let on that it was a joke. And we were just kind of like, no, yeah, he's like our favorite movie star. And people, we'd walk away and they'd just be like, we just met the weirdest fucking couple. That is so crazy.
Oh, my God.
But if you had a lot of money and you were a couple who enjoyed a particular actor, I think that sounds really fun.
I guess so.
I don't know if I would hate that, someone telling me that, or if I would immediately ask them where they went for both Jumanji games.
Yeah.
I'd like to know, because that would be interesting.
At the time we had those details worked. I don't know if Jumanji was out then, but yeah, like we would say, like we went to, for one of the Fast and the Furious, we went to like wherever, you know, like we would expand every time we told someone, we'd add a little layer. It was so ridiculous.
Yeah, because it doesn't have to be related to the film itself in any way. It just has to be, was playing in a country you chose to go to.
Yeah.
Because it was playing. And you know, and that you would tend to probably see it in their language, you know, dubbed in their language.
Yeah.
Wherever you go to. So like that's why you'd want The Rock, because his movies, it doesn't matter what they're saying.
Yeah, totally.
You know what I mean? You always know what The Rock is cooking. And you know, the eyebrows do all the, you know, all the heavy lifting, as it were.
Rampage was pretty deep, but
Rampage and Skyscraper, the posters look the same. Like, and then San Andreas, he's also in a helicopter. Like, why?
Oh my god! Yeah,
weird. Rut?
Same movie.
Yeah. Hey, what do you want? This movie, you want monkey or no monkey? you want just the elements? Okay, we'll go just the elements this one. All right.
Let me try something here. Sabes lo que está cociendo la roca.
Cociendo.
Spanish for "Do you know what the rock is cooking?"
Oh wow!
Nice.
I thought it was going to be Spanish for "Do you know if the theater is playing Kung Fu Panda 4?"
God, I wish I had translated that in like 10 different languages from all the places we've been.
Oh, that would be incredible. Also, now you're just showing off that you've been places that need 10 different languages. We get it. You guys travel. My God.
No, I meant in that lie that we made up that we had traveled a bunch to see The Rock.
Settle down, Chad.
Oh, yeah. I apologized. I tend to get a little hot.
We are going to discuss your name one part at a time, but first we have some warm-up questions, starting with one I don't know the answer to, I don't think. What's your tattoo situation?
Okay. My first tattoo that I ever got is a Tasmanian devil on my right shoulder blade, and that is still there.
Then, and when you spin around, does it look like he's spinning around?
Yeah, it really is, except he's so little that I have to spin around so fast for it to look right.
So but, he's small? Then, he's smallish?
Yeah, very small. Yep.
Like how close? Does somebody have to get close? Like from a distance, does it just look like a mole or something?
Oh, no, not that small. I would say, you know, you could be 10 yards away. Well, I mean, listen, if you know my name is Chad, then you see anything that looks like Tasmanian devil on my body and you assume that's what it is. So then I had Spider-Man jumping out of my initials, but that is covered up. I got a bunch of these when I was real young. I have on my left shoulder.
Covered
I
up with
Chester
what?
Cheetah.
It's covered
up with kind of like a thing for my grandma. There's she loved doves, and she loved big stained glass windows, and she loves stargazer lilies. So I just did kind of a thing on my shoulder down to my elbow, and that covered that up. And then underneath that, there's kind of a bunch of stuff. There's a bunch of, like, little, I don't even know what you'd call them, anecdotes that have to do with animals. So there's, you know, the old Einstein quote, how does it go? If you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, you will think it's stupid, or we're all geniuses, or I can't remember exactly how it goes, but that's on there. I got a bunch of those. I got four of those on my right forearm, and then I have a tiger on my left forearm that has a bunch of words that I have been called in my life in unpleasant tones. And that's like a tiger can't change its stripes kind of thing. And then on my left shoulder, I have Chester Cheetah with a Herschel Walker jersey when he played for the Eagles.
Wow.
Kind of all over the place here, you guys.
What a journey you just took us on.
Yeah, it's a lot. You start to get age spots and wrinkly skin, and you go, well, it would help that ink.
Oh, so you have gotten one or more of those recently?
The one on my right forearm I got recently. I don't think I actually have, too much to cover up yet. I'm 48. You probably didn't guess that by my excitement for Kung Fu Panda 4, but I am 48.
I gotta, going back to that topic, I think that, finding a movie that, that your kid, you and your kids agree on, it would be, I feel like that's something of a miracle, just because,
Yeah.
kids like garbage and adults like things that are boring. And
Right. Yeah.
you know what I mean? Those are the two genres out there, really.
Well, I think that what helped is when I got divorced, the only thing I could really afford was Netflix, and that was on Netflix at the time. And so we ended up watching that because it was like I knew it was safe. My daughter at the time was 12, and so I knew there was no problem with her watching it. And my son, he was 17. He's always like, "Let's try this movie," and I'm just like, "I don't know. That looks like a bra strap in the picture showing the movie. I don't know if we need that for a 12-year-old girl." So I just went to Kung Fu Panda a ton, and then because of it, we became huge fans.
Yeah, it's like kind of the Stockholm syndrome. You were just stuck there with
That's
Kung Fu
right.
Panda. All you had together that you all agreed on. But that's I love that. And why no? So Kung Fu Panda is not represented in a tattoo yet?
No, it is not yet. Maybe sometime though. I got
Right?
plenty of room left. I got a whole
Yeah.
back and a bunch of legs left. Well,
You
two
could
legs,
really
but a bunch of skin.
go
A
you could
bunch.
go you could there's lots of great quotes from those movies, I assume. So you could keep going the quoting route if you want to
Yeah.
have more for people to read when you're I suppose dead. Like you could do an open casket thing.
That's what I'd like to do.
And on like a spit that spins, so like people could see all the tattoos.
And then a bunch of magnifying glasses on strings.
Yeah, we don't want, can't afford to lose any magnifying glasses in this process, so they should be tied down for sure.
Absolutely, you have to make
Yeah,
sure nobody
smart.
grabs those.
It's very smart. Okay, so you're clearly not afraid of the permanence of a tattoo, and you're also willing to change a tattoo when necessary. So you're just fully in on the whole tattoo thing. So let me
Yep.
ask you this. Have you in your lifetime had the opportunity, like Poe was a name that was chosen. But for your dog, are there any
Right.
other dogs or animals that you've been able to name personally?
Not really personally. Growing up, I had an apricot poodle named Jack because my dad was a liquor salesman and Jack Daniels seemed to fit the bill. And
Oh, that's
then,
adorable.
yeah, and then we had a, I don't know what she was fully, but a little really yippy lap dog that was named Layla. Our kids picked that one because they enjoyed Eric Clapton's song Layla.
Is that for real?
Yeah, that is for real.
Oh my God. Oh, that's such a, why did they like that song so much? Were they forced to listen to a lot of classic rock?
I think what would happen is, so we had a rule in the car when they were growing up that if we were hitting seek and kind of letting it go, or scan, I guess it would be.
Yeah.
If it stopped on Elvis or the Beatles, or excuse me. Yeah. If it stopped on Elvis or the Beatles, one of them would scream it out and then they would get a point. So it was like radio skins, but only for those two. And then, I think a lot of times what would happen is it would just get left on that channel. And because of that, Layla would come on. But they knew the words. They liked the song. I don't know.
Did they ever think about naming it? Did they ever think about naming it cocaine? Or Tears from Heaven. Yeah. They almost named it Tears from Heaven. Yeah.
You would reach out in heaven. You changed the channel when they were kids from the song Cocaine if it came on.
Yeah, most likely.
Right? Yeah. It's just very pro cocaine. I don't think there's a negative word about it. You know what I mean? Like you can listen with your kids, you can listen to that weekend song because it's about, you know, how addictive it is or whatever. How you can't can't feel your face. Okay.
Well, here's another. I'm going to jump in here and I'll tell you this. Speaking of young kids naming animals with you'd never guess why. I was walking Poe around a lake once and I heard this woman yelling, Poe, come here, Poe, come here. And so I go, hey, have you met my dog? Did someone else bring him for a walk and you met him? And she goes, no, my dog's name is Poe. And I go, shut up. That's crazy. And then she said, I go, well, how did you name your dog Poe? And she said, my 14-year-old soon-to-be stepdaughter named him Poe after the poet Edgar Allan Poe.
Right.
And then she said, well, how did you name your dog? And I said, after the panda in Kung Fu Panda. I felt real dumb in that situation.
Why did you just say same? Same.
No chance. No chance.
Name mine after the singer from the 90s that had that song, Angry
that's
Johnny.
What I was thinking. That's where I thought it was going. I didn't think it was going Edgar Allan Poe route. But
it could have been Teletubby, could have been Star Wars. There's a lot of them.
Yeah.
If I named a dog after Poe, I'd tell people because he killed a raven.
Yeah, nice.
I watched him kill a raven and I was like, nevermore. We'll call you Poe just to shame you. all right. So this is going great. You're really passing the test with flying colors. And we have to take a break. So we're going to do that right now and we'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We are back and we're still in the pre-questions on the schedule. Buildings, cars, boats, and shit. Do you name that stuff in your life or do you just let it be what it is?
I kind of let it be what it is. I have a Chevy Traverse And my buddy got, when he was drunk, he thought it said Travis. And so we do call my Traverse Travis, but other than that, I don't name my boats or how do you name a boat when oh my God, what's the name of that show? All of a sudden I just had it and then I blanked. It's with
Love
Jason
Boat.
Bateman. It's with Jason Bateman. It's the real fun with
Oh,
the
Silver
banana
Spoon.
stand. Arrested
Yeah.
Development. They named their boat the C word and spelled it SEAWARD. I mean, that's, I don't think you beat that, right?
David Feldman used to have a joke that he never goes to SeaWorld because he doesn't like the C word. How do you say Traverse City, Michigan, when you say
Trevor, just like you did, Traverse City.
it? Isn't that wild? Because
But then I
people
would
have never,
say,
they'll say traverse. People have never been there, just say the word traverse. So they go
oh,
Traverse
right.
City, and that sounds really weird to me.
Yeah, me too. But I would say it if you were out exploring, I would say I'm traversing.
Right. No, I'm traversing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, these Michiganders.
It's a weird, yeah. And amazing that you know Michigander, because that's another weird one.
That is one where it's normally right. You just add an N to the word of the state, but not them.
If I worked in the state house there, if I was in politics there, whenever I put a document in front of somebody, I'd say, take a Michigander at this. I'd really have fun with it.
It almost seems like somebody went over from Ohio and just like Michigander and really wanted them to do it.
All right, now we lost all of our Michigan listener.
No, come back.
Come
Please.
back,
Grand Rapids
dude.
is great if you're blonde.
Come on, dude. They got a comedy club there now, but it's not open in summer, and that's when I really would love to go to Traverse City. It's beautiful in the summertime.
Yeah.
A thing that we have to
Boy.
do as comedians, and Doug, of course, as I mentioned earlier with his Fart Safari albums, he's mastered it. It's the act of having to name your albums and your specials. So this is a new pre-question that I'm gonna start asking if Chad gives a good answer today. What's your favorite and least favorite title you've given one of your specials or albums?
Ooh, favorite, I think would be Footprints on the Moon. That
And
one,
that's a like a line from one of the bits on the on it.
yes. I was saying that sometimes my son can be such a dope, but then other times he'll say something like, I don't know why the people say the sky's the limit when there are footprints on the moon. And, I sent him to his room so I'd have time to think about that because I didn't really understand it right away. But and then I would say my least favorite is my first one. I did a the band Five for Fighting, right? So that's based on a hockey penalty. And so then I was like, well, I'm going to do the same thing. And the cover of the album is me in a bunch of Minnesota Wild gear in the penalty box, and the name of the album is 2 minutes for Stale Hacking instead of 2 minutes for High Sticking.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, can you see why it's my least favorite, Doug's? It's
Damn, that is really something.
yeah, it's pretty brutal.
But the album, the material is all good and stuff. It's just if you could change it, you'd go back and
You know, Doug, I'm
think
not
of a
convinced
different
that it
hockey
is.
reference. What?
I'm not convinced that it is good material. I'll tell you what happened. I was featuring around the country, and that term I know as so it's confusing sometimes because the feature stripper is the main stripper, but the
right.
feature in comedy is the person that goes in the middle. There's the host or MC, there's the feature, and then there's the headliner. So I was featuring, which means I was not making a lot of money doing that. So I needed something to sell on the road. And so I decided I was going to try to make the prettiest album cover. And I think at the time, you know, it was like the first hour that I ever did. And I just wanted to have something with me to sell so I could get gas money and go from gig to gig to try to keep on keeping on. And that's what I did. Now, listen to this. One time, I was in St. Louis at the Funny Bone, at the Westport Funny Bone, and I was supposed to headline, and Brian I only slept 1 hour last night. You'll have to excuse me. Brian Regan was at the show, or he came, and he ended up headlining, so they had me open for him, and then he wasn't there when I went on stage the first show. There was two shows on a Thursday. And so afterwards, I went up and I said, hey, is there any way that I could sell these CDs after the show? Because the shows were packed out, you know, because it's Brian Regan. And he goes, well, I'll bring it up this show. And so he goes on stage for the first show and he goes, hey, just so you guys know, Chad didn't mention it, but he's going to be selling his CD. Very funny. And if it's okay with him, I'm going to be over there too. We're both going to sign the albums. And I was like, yeah, it's okay with me, Brian Regan. And so I was supposed to be on a 10-day trip. And I brought, I think, 90 CDs with me, three boxes of 30. And I sold out that night. I think people just wanted Brian Regan's signature, and it was great. Yeah. Then I had all this money right away. Didn't have to worry about it. I mean, talk about stepping up for another comedian. What a stud.
Wow. That's so cool.
Yeah. Very he's nice. Always been a super nice dude. And I like to think it rubbed off a little bit because I've always, even if I don't have merch, I'll hang out at the merch table with the opening acts, and they can sell whatever shit they want, you know?
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, that's a slick move because, you know, people really, for the most part, I would say, a high percentage of the people there go to see the last person or the headliner. And so they do want a chance to say hello. And then if that person is at the merch table, then there's a good chance they're going to be there. And they're going to want to, you know, buy something in good faith just to be there. So, yeah, that's a very slick move.
Yeah, it's just it's nice to create a hang, you know. So that's why I was yep. bummed by the whole pandemic business. And then, for a while after it, I wasn't terribly comfortable with the, you know, being, you know, doing meet and greets, you know. But now I'm like back in it. Full swing, and I love it. All right, so the least favorite, I gotta get that name again. This what's it, something about stale hacking?
Yep, 2 minutes for stale hacking.
Wow.
I know.
I mean, that answer delivered, you know, because you know, it's just we all have things from early on that and I'm sorry, what did you say your favorite one was?
I think it would be Footprints on the Moon.
Oh, right. Well, that's excellent. Okay, finally, we're through all the pre-questions, so now we can just wrap it up and say thanks for being here. No, we're going to go dig through your name. Bit by bit. This is like kind of like the Oprah show. This might make you cry.
Okay.
Growing up, Chad, how was that for you?
Well, it was fine because Chad didn't really become, you know, the male version of Karen until much later, right? Nobody was like, "Oh man, you're being a Chad." And I look back and I hope that I didn't contribute. I don't think I contributed to that, but who knows? You get the Brads and Chads and stuff like that. And so I don't think I contributed too much to the name getting a negative connotation. But I think it was just fine. It was real easy. It was, sometimes when someone was yelling "Dad" at the beach, I would turn around because I would think it was me, and then they'd be like, "You're not my dad." It's like, okay, great, and then that would be that. But otherwise, I think it was pretty slick.
Are you like nearby? Somebody would get slapped across his face and called a cad, and you'd be like, what?
Yes. Now, my father wanted me. I mean, if you want to get real serious about this, so here were my dad's first two inclinations when my mom told him she was pregnant, and they were not married, they were 18. So his first inclination was abortion. And then my mom was like, "We're not doing that." So then my dad, he goes, "Well, if you're not going to get an abortion, I'd really love to name him Elgin after Elgin Baylor." That's insane. I would like you guys to remember what I looked like in San Antonio and tell me if Elgin would ever work. And it's no. The answer is no.
Elgin, what a
I
just a
know.
horrible, that is the worst. Elgin. And
I think Elgin is worse than abortion.
so, well, that's what it was when you're first telling the story, you were like, yeah, they had, two options or whatever you were saying. I really thought abortion was the first name option, and I'm glad that she threw it out immediately.
Yeah, me
She's
too.
just
That would
like,
be a
no
horrible
to
name.
that. Yeah. And then, but then Elgin. So how did the Elgin get avoided?
I think my mom was just like, "Listen, I mean, if your first inclination was abortion, you're not going to make a lot of the decisions here." And so so they were watching, the commercial, at least this is how I remember the story, but the commercial that the guy came out and he goes, "I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV."
Yeah,
That
because
guy?
it's Chad Everett from
Yes.
Medical
General
Center.
Hospital, right?
No, Medical Center, I think.
Oh,
General
okay.
Hospital was daytime. He was a prime time doctor, so he
Oh,
was
shit.
huge. He was a
I
big
didn't know
deal. Yeah.
that.
Yeah,
So,
well, he
yeah. So.
later kind of famously, if you want to look it up, there's a fun clip of Chad Everett was on Dick Cavett's show with Lily Tomlin, and he just starts being very sexist to her, so she just gets up and leaves.
Ooh,
Yeah,
wow. Good for
it's pretty
her.
sweet. Yeah, so look up any of those names, and that'll probably pop right up.
Well,
So,
I guess we know who started the assault on Chad then. It was
yeah,
Chad
I
Everett.
think so. I think you're right. And then I think well, the question, well, I got so many questions, but the first one is so just Chad on your birth certificate, CHAD, or is it short for like Chadwick or Chadley,
So
Chadamon?
it is just Chad, but my mom got so drunk at a family reunion once. She asked me if my name was short for Chadwick. And I'm like, "I don't know, bitch. You named me. I have no idea."
Wow.
Yeah, I know. That was maybe the drunkest I've ever seen her, but it was very, very funny to everyone that was sitting around.
Yeah, I bet.
But to answer your question, on my birth certificate, it just says Chad.
Okay. Now, you said the expression Chads and Brads. Is your daughter what we would call a Swiftie?
She is, I mean, yeah, I guess so. I guess so. She's had me watch interviews with Taylor Swift, and she told me all about this Taylor versions things and how she got her stuff bought by this guy that didn't like her initially, and like all she told me the whole story. So I
Yeah.
guess I would have to say she is a Swiftie, but she goes to school at a little private school now, private college, and she just got to meet Billie Eilish, and I think that right now on her radar, it is Billie Eilish and Noah Kahan.
Right. Yeah, that
Those are the two big ones for her.
yeah, those are big. He was just on he was just one of those ones that pops up on SNL and I'm like, "Who?" But
Yeah.
he's a big deal. Yeah, he's got like next spring he's doing his own show at the Hollywood Bowl. It's just that place is huge.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Okay, so anyway, I just wanted to make just check in with the fact that your daughter has probably is probably aware of Taylor Swift using the expression Chads and Brads as like the kind of people that she's tired of hearing from, like the like you said, the male Karen.
Right. And then that's pretty ballsy coming from someone named Taylor, but we don't have to get into that.
I'm saying you're gonna have to get into it with your own daughter. When she comes to you and says, "Listen, listen, Dad, Chad, to Dad, what about this whole how many dings did you get for the whole dangling Chad thing becoming an expression for a bit?"
Well, I'm going to tell you that when the term pregnant Chad comes out, it's not a great time to start gaining weight because you hear it from every single person that hasn't seen you in 3 months. Oh, look, here comes a pregnant Chad.
What is what? Why would they do
Oh, because people are jerks.
that? But what is that? Is that a real expression like dangling Chad?
Yeah, so pregnant Chad was when the little piece of paper that you were supposed to punch all the way through, when it was just hanging there, it was a hanging Chad or a dangling Chad. And then if it was pushed outward but not perforated, that was called a pregnant Chad.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
I missed out on that one, but of course, being named Chad, you had to be told about it.
Yes.
It
Yep,
was like breaking news
absolutely.
when people would see you. They'd be so excited to get to say
Yeah. I think I introduced myself as Eric for 2 years.
Have we had an Eric on the show, Doug?
We had to have, but I
I can't
can't
think
tell
of
you. Yeah,
one
I was
offhand.
just walking up to anyone who would listen, like, "Hey, my name is Eric, and I'm going to Bangladesh to watch a rock movie."
All right, so we've determined that your name hasn't caused you too much Chadversity.
Oh, I like that too much.
That you're okay with it. And what's going on with your middle name? Did they throw the old Englund? What was it?
Elgin?
Erngland? Arngland? Erngen? Did they put that in the middle slot, or did they come up with something better?
No, they came up with just my dad's name. So for a very long time, my middle name was Stephen. But then when you get married, you can change your name legally and it doesn't cost you any money. So normally, when you go change your name, it costs money.
Yeah.
Because all the paperwork, but when you're filing for marriage, you can do it for free. And so I changed my middle name to Danger because I thought that was very funny. And Stephen, if you remember, this was voting for abortion. So I thought we don't need his name on there. And so I just got Danger. So now when I can tell people Danger is my middle name, and it's very childish, but I don't care.
Stephen, VEN or PH?
VENV, yeah.
Okay. And then you went with danger. So it's danger to this day.
Danger to this day, yeah.
Wow. This is the most, the things we're uncovering talking to you. Go back and listen to other episodes. There's none of this revealing.
Well, you know what I
It's
just
like,
noticed? I just noticed that I told you I don't think that I was responsible for Chad becoming the male version of Karen. Yet I've also told you I have a Chester cheetah tattoo, a Tasmanian devil tattoo, and that I purposely changed my name to Danger. So maybe I am the problem.
Yeah, I mean, just that, just say, being able to say that sentence, my middle name is Danger, is so great, and so silly.
It is very silly, yeah.
What about, we're running out of time. A lot of paperwork, too. What's that?
A lot of paperwork, too. Changing a name.
Well, not if you do it while you're getting married. Yeah,
I didn't have to do, I didn't have to do too much.
Because all you have to do, when you get married, because a lot of people change their last names or hyphenate or whatever, it is just, they eliminate the paperwork. Because it's whatever you put on your marriage license becomes your new legal name.
Oh man, I'm kind of glad I didn't know that, because I probably would have done something stupid too. Oh, you would have had
the craziest middle name. You might not. You might have even gone full into. You might have changed your last name to Mallard if you knew you could.
It'd be easier. I would be sick of having to call you Doug Dwayne the Rock Johnson Mallard.
Okay, so what about the last name Daniels? Feels pretty common.
I think it is, yeah.
Like lots of Daniels. It's no Smith or Brown or something like that, but it's up there.
It is pretty close, yeah. It is Scottish, but so I'm assuming it was Danielson, because I think that is. You know, it would be like Irish would be Mick Daniels, and then
and they love Scotland, the Karate Kid over there.
Yes. Yeah, Danielson.
And that's so interesting, because you don't really hear of a Danielson. Like, it seems very natural, like Michelson or Josephson, but you don't really hear it that much. So maybe it's always just got chopped down to Daniels.
Yeah, I mean, I know a couple Danielsons, but I just figured at Ellis Island, I mean, you know, I'm assuming my relatives were pretty lazy just because of how I feel a lot. And so
it's been passed down. So I bet
they were just like, let's just get to the S and forget it.
I mean, you know, it is snappier, and it's worked for a lot of people, like Charlie Daniels and Jeff Daniels, and
absolutely
dogs named Jack Daniels.
That's right.
So we got to wrap it up, but I just want to say that I always try to make an anagram out of people's names, and it feels like you've sort of thought about it yourself a little bit, because there's some, where do you use the word, where do you say Dad Daniels instead of Chad Daniels?
That is, that's another name of a special that I did. It was it was recorded the day before Father's Day, and my kids were both there, and I brought them on stage, and I thought it would be a good name. Jeff Tate, actually, is who called me that for the first time. Comedian Jeff Tate.
You mean Tef Jate?
I do mean Tef Jate. That's what I should have said. Damn it.
So yeah, so Dad Channels is really, that's really fun and has a nice flow to it. So, you know, I wanted to create my own anagram from Chad Daniels, and we don't have a drum roll, but I wish we did, because this is a really good one. The letters in your name also spell Chained Lads.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I bet you
that doesn't sound great at all. That's for sure Scottish.
Yeah, it's true. All right. Also, we always try to think of a pun that has something to do with the name Doug to go in the title of the episode. And did you think of anything, Doug?
Damn it. Is there something with Kung Fu Panda? Doug Fu Panda?
Doug Fu Panda. That's stupid. All right. Doug Fu Panda. Got it. What would you like to plug, our gracious guest, Chad Daniels? What do you, where can people come see you?
I just announced my tour dates for 2024, and that's on chaddaniels.com. And then I have a new special hour of comedy that's out on YouTube. It's called Mixed Reviews, and it's been getting some good traction. And you know, the reviews, as it turns out, are not so mixed. People seem to like it.
Well, that's you know, I enjoy that you call this one Mixed Reviews, but maybe you've got the title for your next one already, and that would be Good Traction.
Oh, I like that. Yes. Picking up steam.
You know, yeah, just give yourself just a little bit more credit each time.
Not my fourth one could be called yet. Almost There. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, right. Almost There. all right. Well, thank you for being here. Doug Meller, do you have anything you want to plug?
Yeah, I'll be in Austin, Texas next Thursday. I'll be headlining The Red Room at Cap City Comedy Club at 8:30. So come on out next Thursday, yeah, the 14th, and catch my movie that I co-wrote called The Disappearance of Toby Blackwood, streaming on Peacock and Amazon Prime now for free. Check it out. What about you, dude?
That's getting better than Mixed Reviews. Yes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have a number?
I bought that right when it came out.
Do you have like a Rotten Tomatoes number?
Oh, you know what? I haven't.
Hey, while you're looking that up, I'd like to plug. I didn't know when this was coming out, so if I may, I'd like to plug Portland at the Aladdin Theater December 14th, and then Tacoma Comedy Club December 15th and 16th. Let's make it happen, you guys.
Yeah,
That's a fun run right there. That's really cool.
Yeah, let's make it happen.
Yeah, no, please go see him. Doug Loves Movies is back at the Improv Lab in Los Angeles at the Hollywood Improv on December 19th. And I'm doing another Benson movie, An Eruption, on Saturday, December 16th at 4 o'clock at Dynasty Typewriter in Los Angeles. All my dates are at douglovesmovies.com. Thank you once again to Chad Daniels. What an illuminating hour.
Well, thank you for having me, both of you, Dougs. I had so much fun on Doug Loves Movies, and I was so glad you asked me to do this. And so I can't wait to work together again sometime soon.
I love it.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll reach out. The people will reach.
reach.
Thanks
reach
to everybody. Me. For listening, and as always, Doug Fu Panda.
Got it. Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.